Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
...2025 Nelson winner Scott Scheffler defends his tournament title at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney. Listen for live leaderboard updates during Ticket Tickers today through Sunday. Brought to you by Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant, Mercedes-Benz of Plano, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
B1s, listen closely. You're about to have a chance to win. D&M Leasing, a proud partner of the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Country Club, is giving you the chance to win a four-pack of suite tickets to this year's event. Text GOLF right now to 22126. That's GOLF for your chance to win suite tickets to the Charles Schwab Challenge, courtesy of D&M Leasing.
All right, we live here at the CJ Cup Byron Nelson in the Choctaw tent. We're here courtesy of Choctaw Casino and Resort, of course, and happy to be out here. Thanks to all the good folks at Choctaw for having us out, and thanks to the Salesmanship Club. We did the segment yesterday on the tumultuous relationship that we had at the beginning of the run with the club and how it's turned into a love affair now, because finally we're all the same age.
That's fair.
So, joining us now is Patrick McAvoy of said Salesmanship Club. This is sponsored by him.
American Leak Detection.
Who has a very unique place in ticket lore. Patrick, how are we?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all?
We're doing very good. Is this your first appearance on the radio station?
That would be correct. I probably have called in a few times through the years. I was
like e-brake voting or what?
No e-brake voting. Day one P1 though.
Nice. So you've been here since the beginning. You've been a P1 since the very, very beginning.
I'm 46 and I started listening when I was in middle school.
Okay. Was your dad listening?
No, a guy who drove my carpool listened when the Musers were on in the afternoon.
Oh my and God. So wow. You literally were day one.
Yes. Users are on in the afternoon, and the guy who drove our carpool was a preacher, and so he picked us up, and he was listening to the ticket, and that's how I started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Patrick owes you drinks.
I do.
We got to take Dave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. 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 We're going to go to the club.
We got to take Dave out there to the club.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, as I told him, because I went to, we're talking about Dallas Country Club.
Yeah.
I went there for... Tide in Texas, they had a banquet and silent auction there. My wife is a alum of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards, I told him that it was the happiest place in the world.
It's pretty happy there.
It's happy in there, and then once you walk out the doors, then the bickering and fighting, and then real life happens.
Generally, everyone behaves themselves in there.
Exactly. So Patrick is the guy, over the course of the last couple of years, that has gained a good amount of fame, and for good reason, because there is a pro-am that happens every single year in conjunction with the Byron Nelson. It's held at Trinity Forest. And are you on the committee to actually recruit these people that play?
I was. This year, shout out to Brandon Chavoya, Matt Weibering, Doug Jones, and Drew Lockhart. They were the committee this year. I was.
Okay.
So that's how this all started.
All right.
When I first joined the committee of three or four Salesmanship Club guys who put on the Celebam.
Okay. So Matt Weibring, by the way, that's DA's kid.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So there's lots of ticket connections there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so what year did you first start over... writing the George Dunham bio, who is one of the celebrities that plays every year?
Correct. So George has played for years. I actually played with him back at when they had it at Vaquera, before I was a member of the club. Probably, okay. Gosh, it might have been 15 years ago. So I got into the club in 18, and I think 21 might have been my first year on the committee. Ryan Moss was the chair. John Hocker was the vice chair. And we're responsible for recruiting the celebrities. Weibring does an awesome job, by the way. Thankfully, he's got a good last name for it.
Right.
But we're responsible for all of that. And we used to do these little just Wikipedia cut out, slide it in the scorecard holder. And I said, God, this, you know, these guys are playing a lot, paying a lot of money to play in this thing. We need to up the bios a little bit. And I said, and they said, all right, knock yourself out. Have fun.
So you were responsible for not just George, but you wrote all the bios.
I write all of them.
Okay.
Still to this day, thanks to the George bios. I can't get out of it.
So how many years is this now? 5 years?
I think it might be six.
Okay.
Five or six. I've lost track. But so when I first started doing them, you know, I'm going through it and, you know, I'm just kind of cut and paste and reading about, you know, Marty Turco or whoever it might be. And come to George and I'm like,
you're playing all these other ones straight.
Playing all these other ones straight. I might drop a few nuggets in there for, you know, Razor Ray or someone like that. But come to George, and I'd had a few pops. And I said, you know, if there's one guy who might appreciate a little bit of humor, it's probably George. So I drop in a few little things, and he winds up reading it, you know, their 5:30 segment.
Yeah.
A couple people heard it, and... You know, I think I ended it with, like, he still skis on the weekends or something. So they chuckled a little bit, and then so it kind of snowballed from there.
As things will.
Yeah, as things will. And so each year it's been like, you know, are you going to write George's bio? Are you going to write George's bio? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to write George's bio. And so it's just gotten bigger and bigger and weirder and weirder. And I even, you know, my wife, I mean, it's to the point now where people are asking me, 2-3 weeks in advance, have you written George's bio yet? Have you written George's bio yet? And heck, I was just out on the course, and one of our members' wives comes up and was like, God, that was so funny. My husband's huge P1, and, you know, we were laughing our asses off and all this and that. And so now it's just kind of snowballed into this thing. So that's how it kind of came about.
All right. So now it's more ridiculous and flowery than ever. So do you start, because you're a daily listener, do you listen like when you're on vacation and stuff? Are you one of those listeners?
Absolutely.
Do you really?
Yep.
That's so great.
Thank you. thank you, Ticket App, Dallas Morning News, whatever, Sports Day app.
Yeah. So you are, throughout the year, will you just jot things down random that you hear?
Yes.
Like your phone notes?
On my phone. I have phone notes.
Dude.
And so
you've got to send me.
It is long. I will send it to you, but I might have to, like, decompress it or something to send it.
So you have last year's, what you actually wrote down?
I actually last year gave George all the bios that I've written. I can send those to you, too, but I have a note sheet that is
extensive. That's what I want to see. I just want to see the notes that you call from throughout the year.
Yeah, and so I will sit down, go through those notes. You know, some people have asked me, have you, you know, ChatGPT'd it? I was like, no, it's straight out of my head.
Yeah.
What's on those notes and how I piece it together and everything.
Okay, so it's so brilliant. Dave, you've not heard this.
I missed it, so I'm anxious. This will be my first time hearing it.
We cut it back. We cut out the, as they would go off on little tangents as Gordo was reading the actual bio. So we cut it down to about 4 minutes, but this is the gist of what Patrick puts together on a yearly basis out here for the Nelson.
It starts, first paragraph. Welcome to the Dunham Zone. It would seem impossible that one man could dominate the DFW airwaves the way George Dunham has over the last 30-plus years. With his co-hosts Craig Miller and Gordon Keith, who both still hold out hope for Bigfoot, the Musers have been a mainstay in DFW for a generation. Craig has seen where the robots live at Cedars-Sinai. Gordon likes typewriters and has visited 214 West Neely Street multiple times, procuring a bathtub during one of his trips. Okay, this would be extremely confusing to someone just reading that sentence.
Right.
George is a modern-day Renaissance man. He appreciates The Fix, but is fed up with graduation. While growing up, after school, he'd take a dip in the pool. But he hated carpet in the 70s. Tina Louise made him realize that one day he'd be a man. Jubb thinks it's time we get over Elvis, but feels he's progressing when it comes to Elvis impersonators. His dream golf foursome is Jordan Spieth, Dak Prescott, and Chewbacca.
Said that on our podcast.
The commander is an animal lover. He feeds the cattle in his neighborhood. He feeds the cattle in his neighborhood grass clippings because they like it. He has donkeys near his house and knows where to find a camel. Doesn't have it near him, but he knows
where to find
it
if you need one.
George isn't sure if we can tranquilize an elephant, though. He believes in dinosaurs and but doubts the details. There's a pre-dawn rooster that lives in his neighborhood.
True.
Last year, he'd seen turtles crossing the road quite often, but that has diminished since. He does see a man fishing on a pier on his way home, however. Jubb is also somewhat of a foodie. He says we over-bacon sandwiches, but that a corn dog tastes magical. For his birthday last year, he had fish for lunch and hot dogs for dinner, although he's never had mayonnaise on a hot dog. As an avid musician, George states that Jordan Spieth is his Texas music hero on the PGA Tour, and Lou Holtz is his musical inspiration. He misses his time as a member of Pegasus, but thoroughly enjoys leading the Bird Dogs, along with helping the Bartonville store with their toilets. George is very worldly. He doesn't watch Russian dash cams, but was once within 50 yards of King Charles.
It's true.
My trip what to was
England.
That?
My trip to England. It's the flag. Good. The flag was up in the castle. So we.
He also spent an evening at the Alibi Bar in New Orleans with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and former Saints lineman Willie Rope.
True. That's pretty true.
After knee surgery, he thought there was a golf cart in his living room. That's right. That's when you were hallucinating on painkillers,
yeah,
right?
And I said, what's that golf cart doing in here?
You thought there was a golf cart in your living room. He's known 7 or 8 dentists in his life, most of whom were, quote-unquote, wheels off. And then the final sentence to sum up George. I'll give you 20 guesses as to what it is.
I have no idea.
He bought a turkey at the store yesterday.
Wow.
Oh, my God, dude.
That is thorough.
And it's so funny thorough. Because I do really hope that Clayton Kershaw grabs this, opens it up, and is like, wait, what?
That's the goal.
Right.
Yeah. The goal is for other people to see it.
That's it. Like, yeah. What is happening? World Series champion, 3-time Cy Young, 3-time MVP.
Yeah, whatever.
That's it. And then
helps the Bartonville store with their toilet.
Right, and it just says Jubb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jubb. Patrick.
Man.
Bravo.
Thank you. If you'll indulge me real quick on Salesmanship Club, I promise.
Fire away.
Chairman Brant Burnett, I'd mention
Fire away.
A few
Anything
things.
You want, man.
We've been around for 106 years. I got a lot of compliments on the segment yesterday and what you said about us, and we're so happy to have you guys back. And
awesome.
This year, we'll hit $200 million in money raised for the Momentous Institute.
Incredible, dude.
And lastly, the pavilion is back.
It is?
It's back.
Where is it?
I walked by it.
Yeah, players left on 17. It is free to get in. You don't need any special passes. So,
all right, you
know, we're trying to go back to those days.
I love
it. So come out and enjoy yourself.
I love it, Patrick. Thank you, Salesmanship guys. Thank you. It's great to be in cahoots with you once again. We love it.
All right, y'all are the best.
All right, we'll see you, Patrick.